A report issued this week showed jobs in the solar industry in Wisconsin grew by 3% last year. But the state's largest electric utility, Milwaukee-based We Energies, is also hoping more people will consider joining their company. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quernbach tells us there may be room for people wanting careers in either so-called green energy or the traditional energy sector.
The report by the Solar Foundation indicated the U.S. solar industry employed 242,000 people last year. That was down 3% nationally. But the percentage of solar workers in Wisconsin went up 3% to more than 3,000 full-time jobs. One solar worker who's become almost an industry ambassador in the last few years is Mike Cornell of the Plymouth-based electrical contractor Arch Electric.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming out, everybody. I hope you're having a good ride. Everybody having fun?
Yeah.
Cornell spoke last fall to people who joined a Milwaukee bike tour organized by Renew, a renewable energy advocacy group. This stop was at the School Sisters of St. Francis Sacred Heart Building, where Arch Electric has installed more than 1,000 rooftop solar panels. Cornell says he loves his job.
We get to go outside almost every day, experience nature almost every day, and we deal with some of the greatest customer base.
Uplifting work in a way, I mean, what you're doing.
Yeah, at 45 pounds a panel, it's uplifting for sure.
Another relatively new solar industry worker, Katie Malcheski, says she first got interested in cleaner energy by watching former Vice President Al Gore's famous movie about climate change.
I had a marketing major. I was going to University of Northern Iowa, and I saw an inconvenient truth in one of my gen ed classes, and that just flipped a switch for me. I was like, oh my goodness, there's a huge problem here.
Malcheski says she worked for a while in energy efficiency programs and is now a project manager at Pewaukee-based Sunvest Solar. But solar installers aren't the only energy companies with a changing workforce. We Energies says roughly 28% of its nearly 3,100 employees will be retirement eligible in the next 5 years. That means more than 800 people could retire. It's not clear if all those openings would be filled, but the company is showing off its worker training center in West Allis, especially a program that gives Milwaukee public high school students experience in the utility industry. In one demonstration area, a student stands on a garage floor and uses a power wrench to practice attaching a horizontal crossbar to a utility pole. Other trainees try out climbing a pole or going up in the bucket of a utility truck to work with fuses. Kari Pluskarny is a senior at Bradley Tech High School. He says he doesn't mind that outdoor utility work is often done in the cold and high in the air.
I like the heights, and for the cold, we have to wear these giant rubber sleeves, and they produce a lot of heat.
Other high schoolers in the We Energies training program may be headed for largely indoors jobs. Reagan High School senior Ariana Morquecho is studying electrical design. She hopes for a career at the utility.
It's cool because sometimes I'll be driving and I'll be like, oh, I did a project on that building. You know, it's real cool to say you impacted like where you live and the things around you.
We Energies is becoming more green through some use of wind power and a big planned solar energy farm. For now, though, the company gets most of its electricity from coal, natural gas, or nuclear plants. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who attended the We Energies event, says the Evers administration plans to encourage more utility jobs to become green jobs.
Well, they can be if we work to transition the way that we produce energy in this state, and that's something that, you know, I'm working hard on. That's what my focus is on, equity and sustainability.
However, Barnes says utilities will need new workers for the foreseeable future, so he supports training programs like the one at We Energies. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.